Another story, of course, we're watching closely today is the aftermath of the plane crash that killed Minnesota Senator Paul Wellstone. The senior senator from Minnesota, who was a Democrat, his wife Sheila, their daughter Marcia, and five others died yesterday in a chartered plane crash while on their way to a funeral in the northeast area of that state. NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner joins us from Minnesota Public Radio in St. Paul, which, of course, was home of Senator Wellstone's campaign for re-election. David, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Good morning, Scott.
And what do we know now, perhaps, about the cause of yesterday's crash?
Well, we don't know about the cause of the crash. A 16-member team from the National Transportation Safety Board went to that area last night. They plan to begin their investigation today. The plane went down about 2 miles from the runway where it was to land and crashed in a wooded, boggy area. And reports were that the plane went up in flames, and there's uncertainty about how they're going to retrieve the 8 bodies from the plane. Mm-hmm. And also what the reasons were. The weather was not good. There's a speculation that there could have been icing on this plane, but everything is still very much a question mark about why that plane went down.
And David, help us understand what it feels like to be a Minnesotan today.
Well, this state is in a state of shock, and I think both Republicans and Democrats feel like political life just 10 days away from the election has, in a sense, stopped. And a real sign of that was that the campaigns pulled their ads from television. It had been a barrage of highly nasty ads that Minnesotans had been subjected to. That was gone. There's a kind of unspoken moratorium on campaigning, at least until Monday. About 2,000 people gathered outside the state capitol yesterday for a candlelight vigil, standing in cold rain. And today, many people are expected to gather for an anti-war protest against the possibility of invading Iraq. And, of course, Wellstone will be remembered as the one Democratic senator in a very tight race who voted against that resolution. And I think today's demonstration will be, in many ways, a tribute to that.
David, I mean to put you on the spot. Do I recall it correctly? You had been one of the thousands of people who had been one of Paul Wellstone's students at Carleton College.
You know, I never actually took a course from Paul Wellstone, but we were always great friends when I was at Carleton. And I many years later ended up covering him in the Senate. And he was known back in the 70s as being a rabble rouser, the little guy who stood up for the little guys, and he has continued, to keep that stature up to now.
David, just 10 days from a race in which Senator Wellstone seemed to be perhaps a couple points ahead, according to the polls, of his Republican opponent Norm Coleman, a tight race that obviously we must note might hang the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. What happens now? What are some of the options that could happen over the next few days?
Well, there's great confusion and uncertainty about what is going to happen. Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, who's an independent, has the right to name a replacement for Wellstone in his Senate seat right now. Ventura ruled himself out yesterday, but didn't rule anybody in. At this point, the Democrats have only 6 days to figure out what they're going to do. They have to make a decision no later than 4 days before the November 5th election. And they have not given an indication what their next move is going to be. There's lots of speculation about who might take Wellstone's place. And former vice president and former Democratic senator from Minnesota, Walter Mondale, is the name most often mentioned. He's 74 years old. He's currently practicing law in the Twin Cities. And he has not said whether he would jump in at this point. But yesterday he did say that it's important to carry on the fight of Wellstone. Paul and Sheila being Wellstone's wife, we will do that. That's as far as he's gone. I spoke with a member of the Minnesota congressional delegation last night, James Oberstar, who said that he spoke with Mondale, and Mondale said that he is leaving the door open, but he hasn't made up his mind at this point. Another possibility is former Minnesota Viking and current Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Alan Page. Mm-hmm. If he were to jump in and be elected, he would be the only African-American member of the Senate.
Ron Kirk could be elected in Texas, too.
That's true.
David, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Scott.
NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellness speaking from St. Paul. As he suggested, one of Senator Paul Wellstone's last speeches was on the Senate floor during the recent debate over authorizing U.S. military action in Iraq.
When the lives of sons and daughters of average Americans could be risked and lost, their voices must be heard in the Congress before we make decisions about military action. Right now, despite a desire to support our president, I believe many Americans still have profound questions about the wisdom of relying too heavily on a preemptive, go-it-alone military approach. Acting now on our own might be a sign of our power. Acting sensibly and in a measured way, in concert with our allies, with bipartisan congressional support, would be a sign of our strength.